Agenda item nine, discussion and possible recommendations on updating the posting of notices of Brazos G meetings. Pam's got some stuff she wanted to go over, and I told her that we could, she could give it to us at this executive committee meeting.
Go over here. I'm gonna pull up another document.
Some of the minimum.
See, we don't just do Teams meetings, you know, again, we stream it, so.
Yeah.
It's, and I never know who's watching or how many or anything.
It's why we do our board meeting, but we're not required to stream Region G meetings.
We're not required to either. But we have the technology, so I told them.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do it.
Yeah, and that's why we do our board meetings.
Well, if you streaming it is one thing, as long as you don't have somebody from the Ethernet that wants to throw your kink in things, that's.
Well, again, it's a difference between.
It's a different invite.
That's right.
It's a different invite.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's right.
Okay, go ahead, Pam.
All right, I think y'all have a handout, I'll pull it up on the screen. There's been some changes since we last had a meeting. I wanted to update some things that have come down to our rules. Chapter 357-21 and Chapter 355. Just a quick summary of some key changes. I won't go through every detail on this, but I wanted to call out some ones that really stuck out to me and some that I think are relevant, just to let y'all know. The first one is in Chapter 357, the public notice section is simplified by moving the minimum notice requirement. Anyways, one thing, yeah, number two, the minimum public notice requirement increased from 3 days to 7 days. So all of this meeting was public noticed 7 days ahead of time. We have to have it posted with the county clerk's office, courthouse, and we post it here and we post it online.
Was that requirement specifically for water planning groups?
It is.
There must be a seven-day notice before meetings.
It's for regional water planning.
It was three.
For regional water planning.
Plus three?
This was, it was three. They changed it to seven.
Right, no, 72 hours is the.
Open meetings, yeah.
Yeah, this is the Texas Water Development Board rules.
Yeah, this is in the rules.
This is in their rules that they amended.
But just water development board rules, that's where they just go.
Just for water planning.
Specific to regional water planning, yes.
Section 3357, otherwise, but David, to your point, people might want to look at the Texas Administrative Code just to be sure.
Because I will tell you that it brings regional water planning consistent to regional flood planning when they have the same posting requirements now. That's a change.
Is there, are there emergency meeting provisions in?
The emergency meeting is still a little different. I'd have to read under. That's still allowed, it allows.
Yeah, they didn't change any of that. It's whatever it was before, and I don't even remember what it was. I'd have to look it up.
It does change the time span for minimum posting of meeting materials is 3 days. There are some changes to those noticing that require a 14-day notice. That's for pre-planning meetings, for adopting a new non-voting or a new voting member, and for adoption of final regional water plan is changed from 3 days to 14 days. So those noticing, some of the changes on meeting noticing is in effect. Let's see.
So that number three you said was, in other words.
Not the meeting materials yet.
It's 3 days?
It's 3 days. This doesn't say, but it is 3 days. Meeting materials for be posted.
Good, yeah, doesn't say on that either.
The other one is 30-day notice for planning. That's IPP prepared plans. The state federal agency comment period went from 90 days to 60 days to streamline the comment deadlines. That was, there was a specific, the public had a certain comment, and then state agencies and federal agencies had a different comment period, so that everybody comes in.
No, that's all right. No, they're all the same.
And also, one other, that's all that I had for those, but I thought we needed to, just to let y'all know that those are changes, mostly affecting my use.
So before you move ahead, our.
Do what?
So before you go, so what that means is now we have to have our public notice posted 7 days before a meeting instead of three. And what I'm trying to tell you is, we'll make more planning for Pam.
Yeah.
To get all that straight.
Your agenda items, I mean.
It's just a posting.
Yeah.
I mean, the agenda items come to you from primarily.
The chair.
Chair.
It does.
And the chair gets them primarily from, once we're in the planning process, from consultant.
Motions, yeah, about half of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mostly for people aware that, you know, if you know, let the chair know item or something.
Not at the June 23rd meeting, but at the next meeting, that will probably be our pre-planning meeting, and we'll have to do a 30-day notice for that.
Okay, question, don't question, right quick. This comment, these comments you just made about these changes, now you said this came from a water development board?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not legislation then?
No.
It was just PFA, okay, okay. Because I mean, you know, if it's something in the legislature, it can either take effect immediately or it takes place first September. In that case, which you wouldn't have this issue.
No, these.
This is water development board, okay.
They're effective May 31st.
Okay, okay, okay.
But Pam did provide a copy of the administrative code.
Yes.
For you in your packet.
But Pam and Riley will take care of making sure we get all our.
I hope so.
Yes, we do, yeah.
Good point, David, good point.
Hey, this is Riley, I was just gonna tell you, I.
Go ahead, Judge Black.
Well, I was just gonna tell you, I just pulled the AG, I mean, the AG, the governor's latest executive order, and I hadn't seen it, so, yeah, it does. It does not, it prohibits governmental entities from imposing any kind of mask requirement. Doesn't say anything about social distancing, but it does prohibit any type of mask requirement, so.
That's right, Riley, you read in the body, it says, but we encourage people to exercise good judgment.
Yeah.
And follow CDC recommendations, things like that, kind of like.
Yeah, that.
So anyway, I'm just saying.
Read any statute. Okay, yeah, you're right.
I have one more thing.
Thank you, Riley. Okay, Pam, you had something else?
I have one more thing, so normally we fax everything out to the county clerks to do the posting. I'm going to be requesting, we've already actually had some people request to do an email list of that, and they request instead of fax, email, and I'm actually gonna send out correspondence to everyone on our fax list and say, hey, if you prefer email, or have an email address to provide as well, to get those public noticing in that form. So it's just kind of changing to a more digital format. We've already had a couple of people that said, hey, we'd actually prefer this email instead of the fax, just to kind of update the group that I'll be doing that.
You've been sending out faxes.
Hey.
Sorry.
I know courthouses that only have one fax machine in the place, and it's in another office, it's locked half the time.
So what she's telling you is she, everybody that will give, that will say yes, she's gonna send an email instead of faxing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can do that with one fell.
She's telling y'all that is, so if somebody out here says, y'all ain't faxing no more, I say, well, go ask some of these guys, they know.
In addition, Pam, do you have a way of monitoring delivery and receipts?
That's what the executive committee for.
Clarity that it was in fact received.
When this all started.
See, a fax gives you a confirmation.
I had to go from, for three counties, to each one of the courthouses, to file an agenda.
Depending on the system you use, there's a mechanism for you.
The only fax was in the sheriff's department.
That you want a red and delivered.
We have.
Right, get the red and unread.
Right, and that way you have, you print that out, so you have confirmation that it was in fact received.
I mean.
Yeah.
Physically in mail, and these packets.
Yeah, lots of trees.
And there's like 21 members on this board.
And in August, it goes up some more. They've already issued that.
All right. This is all you had, Pam?
Yeah.
All right. So, thank you for your input.